and gentlemen, Black Tower Podcast.
Speaking of ways to pose your will.
Coming at you semi-live from the third annual Gathering Madness. Today, I am joined by my co-host, esteemed co-host.
Nope, this one's not at your place. Today, Andrew.
We have invaded Andrew's home. He is accompanied by us, esteemed guests, esteemed co-hosts, and an illustrious guest from North Harbor.
Also, if Josh sounds like his brain isn't working 100%,
it's because
we did just
do
a Taste the Taint challenge.
We just wrapped up Taste the Taint.
That was painful. It was painful.
For some of us.
We did it again. Yeah. Apparently, Aes Sedai also have a trick for not feeling pain.
I'm from Texas.
You all know me. I'm Josh. I'm your sort of on Mahal. It is lovely to have you this evening. Thank you.
Some of you may know me. I am your...
You may know me from episodes such as Background Breakdown Talmanis. And Background Breakdown Talmanis goes to summer camp.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm your Amakon Mahale, Daniel.
And I hope that you definitely don't recognize me. I pray every time to have me know.
I've tried my best to make myself unrecognized.
But unfortunately for the world, I'm your Bajar Male Andrew.
And Lord. I'm Adelona Sedai.
Yay!
Yay!
Wait, you don't have a title.
Yeah. Sedai.
Yeah, but we're all Ashuman, so it's like Ashuman Daniel, but it's a title, because it's
I understand.
Mother of Dragons, first Queen of the Andals, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
So, for those of you that are watching this recorded, if it ever looks weird, like, we're just listening to the whispers of ghosts or answering a ghost question. At the Gathering Madness, when we do recordings, we always try to have the people that are attending, it would be here. Obviously, we can't, well, we could kick out in-person guests, but we're not going to do it. No, you're fine.
Giving a tag so that the people who are watching this recorded won't be confused.
Our, like,
we will answer your question in just a moment. We just wanted a tag.
So this will be recorded and posted online, and so later on, you know, 4 months from now, when someone says, hey, what's this Black Tower Podcast thing? Gathering Madness. That sounds fun. What the hell are they doing?
Yeah. So if it seems like we're answering a question,
it's because we're answering a question.
It's because we're answering a question or responding to something somebody said either, in the Zoom call, because we can't use the Discord.
Yes. And in fact, we just got a question, and it was a fun question, so let's answer it. At the White Tower... We all know that in the books, the honorific or the title or whatever of Sedai is added to the name of the person that you're talking to. So you would say, you know, Galena Sedai. You would say one of the S names, Sedai. At the Black Tower, I don't think they do that. I think they just talk to each other by name. But on occasion they do say Ashuman whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of name Ashuman, like it would be, you know, name Sedai.
So
or maybe just man. Because they only say Sedai.
Daniel Mon, gotta catch them all. So I've always viewed it as like sort of like a military kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Where in the military you'll say, you know, hello sergeant.
Yes.
You know, Johnson, whatever. And so the Black Tower, they've got
Hello, soldier Andrew.
Exactly, that kind of thing.
So, except the ranker becomes your honor. I'm going to say, hello, soldier, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be like, either just soldier, or hey, McFuck Nugget.
Yeah.
I could trade it.
Hey, you six-piece McFuck Nugget. What are you doing holding on to this ID? You were told to let that go. Motherfucker.
Let that shit go.
Let that shit go.
So we are the Black Tower Podcast. We
motherfucker
are
took my side
being gathered
anything in Andor.
Together in a state of madness. You could say that the madness has been gathered.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In North Carolina. And we thought we would, you know, what the hell? This seems kind of fun. Let's record an episode.
Yeah, that's totally what happened.
With that exact face.
The exact face.
Josh.
So what are we talking about tonight, boys?
Alright, so...
Before that. BlackTowerPod.com. Go check it out if you haven't already.
That's right.
Get
we'll pull up the TGM part. Oh, after the Gathering Madness, at some point, the TGM page currently has all the information on what you need to get to the Gathering Madness, which... You're listening live.
So I don't know how you got here.
You fucking missed out.
it's already halfway over.
Do it live.
Yeah. But after all of this, it's going to have any like of the pictures we definitely have taken so far. But like all the stuff we've recorded and links to the live streams and all that. So that if you weren't able to be here, don't worry about the FOMO. You can go and watch a bunch of that stuff if you don't already subscribe to us on YouTube. Which you can do on the website too. So go do all that. All that fun stuff.
And there will be links and or embeds to all three panels that happened this weekend, as well as any episodes that were recorded this weekend that are going out for posterity. All of that good stuff. So, go check it out.
And then, after you're done with all that, editor's note, put in the fucking plug for Crystal Barista here. Yeah.
All of those of you who listen to these recorded, I promise, that's what he says every single week. We never actually do plugs. I don't know what you're talking about. We don't spend way too long on plugs. We just say, here's where the plug goes.
Here's what happened. Good job. The spoiler warning for this episode is going to be a surprise for all but three of us who have already seen
yes.
it. And might use it tomorrow. So you might know what it is by then.
Sure.
But if you're listening to this recorded... the spoiler warning I'm giving to everybody who's listening live, or we're giving everybody else live, isn't going to be the same one in the video. So, either come watch our live recording
yes.
on YouTube tomorrow, or just watch this one after it's eventually edited 3 years from now. So,
I'm super excited about this.
It's great.
But
this is full series spoilers. Yeah,
full series spoilers. If you haven't finished all 14 books, then make like a tree. And get the fuck out of here.
And
get the fuck out.
Fuck out of here.
Unless you don't care about spoilers, if I may say.
And then
you want
to. Yeah.
Please do.
Not your dad. Hopefully. Yeah, so Daniel, what are we talking about?
So we've done a lot of background breakdowns, which I think are super fun. And in fact, we just did one last week. Actually, technically from when this airs 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
Whenever.
Yeah.
At some point in the past.
But it was recently, and so we don't necessarily want to do a background breakdown again, but we do want to talk about an entity in the Wheel of Time that's super important and super cool. So we're going to talk very briefly about the history of the organization, just to remind everybody who they are. And then we're actually going to go past the books and talk about their future. Talk about their fourth age. Which we've done a few times. But I think this one's really cool because it's not necessarily someone or a group that you necessarily like immediately think of like, oh yeah, what are they doing afterward? Because like Rand is like, yeah, of course, everybody's kind of interested in what he's doing after the books. The White Tower... The Black Tower, all of these are like obvious questions.
That'd be a good panel subject.
Slap you.
Those of you don't know, we just wrapped up the first panel and it was a super success.
Great. Yes. By we mean we conned four people into providing an hour and a half of content for the Gathering Madness.
We got the double thumbs up from Rob. Hey,
one
thank
of them
you.
Is in
thank
our
you.
Zoom right now. Yeah. I'm very beloved. So today we're talking about the Band of the Red Hand, which is Matt's merry band of idiots. Actually, they're a smart band of people following an idiot.
Yes.
No.
Well, yes and no.
I know. Matt's just a fuck up. He's not actually an idiot. In fact, he's probably the best general Randland has ever seen.
He's like one of the greatest fuck ups ever.
Yeah,
but is
exactly.
It better to be not a fuck up or better to be lucky? And according to the Wheel of Time, it's a lot better to be lucky.
How lucky are we talking though? But
like domino version
oh,
of
yeah.
lucky.
Oh yeah.
Like
it's not very cinematic.
It's not a superpower. No, but
yes it is.
Yeah.
Well, this
That's
yes.
accurate. Matt is so lucky, it is unfair. There's a comment we just got
indeed.
From our listeners live, and yes, that is absolutely completely
so. Yeah, real true. Quick yeah. background on the Band of the Red Hand. They are formed.
Let's go before that. Before the band that we know is formed.
Oh, no, I was talking about that. Yeah, they are formed basically completely by accident. Because Matt...
No, before that. The Band of the Red Hand, that is the last
ancient.
Stand.
Oh, okay, yeah. The ancient
yeah,
Band of
as
the
Red
Hand.
Hand.
Yes, okay.
What, Shin Al-Kalor?
Yes, Shin
yes.
Al-Kalor. Is a very famous, quote-unquote, group of warriors in the Wheel of Time universe that was sort of like elite units that protected the... King and Queen of Manetherin, right? Yeah,
and they're a military, like kind of like a
yes,
almost Spec Ops faction of the
yes.
Manetherin military.
Yes.
And it's according to legend, mm-hmm. they are the last force that remains standing in defense of King Amon and Manetherin.
Yes,
and the name, the Band of the Red Hand, carried so much power.
Oh, it absolutely did.
That it
the
actually...
Shadow was still afraid...
Yes.
...of Manetherin and the Band of the Red Hand years after they had successfully destroyed them. Maybe even into present day. Like
a good comparison of this would be Xerxes Immortals.
Yes.
With the Persian military. These were elite soldiers, many of them... Well... Many of them in Xerxes' army were, you know, wealthy and of noble blood and that kind of a thing. I don't know if the band had that originally, but they were feared.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere they went, if Xerxes Immortals was on the battlefield, it was not a good situation
for
their
opponent.
It was not
a good day for you.
It was.
I think something along the lines like modern day like Green Berets.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so... That is sort of the ancient namesake that the new Band of the Red Hand that happens in the book series takes on as representations of trying to be that good
yeah.
and that feared and that dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely inspired whatever Matt's men, I guess, figure out that where he's from. Like they learned
yes.
from the Two Rivers where it used to be Manetherin. And they're like, oh, well, we know of a group of excellent
What's
warriors.
What's the most famous group of people from Manetherin? These guys.
So it's kind of like they get their name much in the same way the Black Tower gets its name. It's something that the people that join, not the leaders, make
Correct.
Up and start calling it. And the leaders are just kind of like, fine, okay. Like I think Matt spends like a couple lines of grumbling about the name.
But yeah. Well, everybody fucking does that.
Yeah.
I mean, Taim grumbles so much about the Black Tower. Maybe not grumbles so much about the Black Tower, but he's definitely like, I mean, I stopped telling them to stop doing
yeah.
it because I got
tired. Well, because even Rand
and
was
Perrin,
like, really?
Perrin lets
Black
them
Tower?
Go with, like, the fucking wolf banner and the red eagle of Manetherin after a while because he's so sick of being like, take those down, fuckfaces. And then Matt's just like, I guess we're the Band of the Red Hand.
Well,
but anyway,
there was inspiration that came out about that too, though, because Matt would speak in the old tongue,
Oh, yeah.
Randomly.
Yeah.
Matt would sing songs that nobody had known. Like, Dance with the Jack of the Shadows. Like, that had been a dead song for 1,000 years. And everybody's like, you know, I like that. That's good. That's like in Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm going to teach this song to everybody. And we're going to sing it all the time.
What's interesting, too, is, like, parallel to the current world. The whole, Dancing with the Jack of the Shadows.
Yeah.
The whole song is about... is viewed as like something you don't really want to sing about because you're literally talking about dying.
Dying, yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's bad juju. But how many cadences do we have in the military?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all about, you know, if I die, do this. I'm going to go and die and do this.
If I die, clear my search history.
Yes. That's one of the more popular ones.
There's the one that's like, that just got really famous on TikTok because the guy redid it and like kind of rapped over the drill instructor during the cadence about like, you know, left to join the army.
Yeah,
and my mom knew I would surely die, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
And it's almost like, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Sweet.
Can you hear me? Let me put in some headphones so I can hear you.
Oops. We got it. I promise it's not the tank. It's not the madness. We actually do have voices in our heads.
Accurate.
Indeed.
But see, the modern iteration, the ones in the book series, which for us is plenty in the future, not actually present day, but...
Or way in the past.
It's
a wheel. You can use Mr. Peabody's way back to go and meet the Band of the Red Hand.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Since it's a circle, you either need to go a little forward or a lot back.
I mean, it worked for Futurama.
No, it totally worked. The Band of the Red Hand gets formed, as I said, totally by accident. Because Matt is doing every goddamn thing he can on the battlefield outside of Kyrian to avoid the Shido and all of the other Aiel and all of Rand's other forces from stomping him into the dirt. As he tries to escape the battle.
He's like, let's just run away.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't want to be around Rand.
Stepping away, and they keep pulling me right back
Well, and Matt is just too good of a person to actually do it, because he has a number of opportunities to legitimately just run away, but he keeps on seeing bad formations, and he keeps on seeing people who are about to walk into traps, and things like that, and he keeps on going, Lord, give me the strength to just walk away, and then he's like, nope, and he'll walk down to the group of people and be like, hey, fun fact, there's a whole group of Aiel over this ridge, and they're gonna murder you if you keep walking in that direction.
And I love, too, how, like, every single band he finds, they're like, oh, we're gonna get the drop on them, and it's like, he's like, yeah! Just follow me away from the spears and arrows and knives. And it's like the few times that he's actually forced into conflict, his, you know, abilities as a leader and a general, like, allows him to outmaneuver and win the skirmish. But they're skirmishes. None of them are full, like, battles.
Well, not on screen. Yeah.
Most of them are just skirmishes. Yes. Very few of them are full-fledged battles.
Yes.
But the problem is that he keeps gaining followers, and they're like, we're going to follow this guy to glory! We're going to kill all the Shido, and it's going to be great! And he's like, no, I'm trying to get you away from the Shido.
Well, and I also love how there are actually a couple of smart lords, or like the old grizzled soldiers or whatever, who are like, the only reason we're alive right now is because of that guy. Not because glory. Not because... But we're just alive because that guy's good at his job. I'm going to stick with that guy. He's good at his job and lucky as fuck.
I think you hit a point where like pretty much everybody feels that way.
Yes.
Because everybody, or a vast majority, do join, at least in the initial waves, for glory.
Yes.
But you hit a point where they reach their own kind of military-style infamy.
Oh, yeah.
They win, like, every battle they're in. Things go great. They're led by an uber, like, fucking wicked smart guy.
wicked
smack.
That's
what the rumors say. You know, like,
hashtag wicked smack.
So I think at a certain point, people do join
that.
Yeah, people do join the band. People do join the band after a certain point because of the reputation. Respect. Same reason like people go in the military and they're like, nope, I'm going special forces. I'm going to be a SEAL. I'm going to be a Green Beret. I'm going to be a PJ. I'm going to be, you know, whatever. I don't know too many people say they're going to be MARSOC.
You don't know it exists.
But I'm sure there are. I just never spent a ton of time in my life around people that wanted to join the Marine Corps and actually did join the Marine Corps.
Sure. But yeah, so they start out as just this hodgepodge of people that Matt folds into the forces that he's dealing with because he keeps on running into groups of soldiers who are going to get themselves killed, convinces them not to get themselves killed, convinces them to win the battle they're about to get into, and then they're like, okay, cool, where's the next one? And he's like, away from here, you idiot. And then he finds another group that's about to get themselves killed. And by the end of the battle, he has actually gone up against some of the more elite Shido soldiers, killed Cooligan in a 1v1 duel on the battlefield.
Right.
And then is... you know, the day after everything's over, basically, like, sitting around on the field of battle, singing Dance of the Shadows, or
we
Dance
are
with Jack of the Shadows.
On a field of victory,
enjoying some well deserved comfort.
The salted pork
is
particularly good. That's Matt! That is Matt!
That's Matt.
He's like sitting back, he's like, good pipe, salted pork.
Well, and he's got fucking Cooligan's head on him.
Right?
Spike outside of him.
Cooligan over here.
Yeah.
Cooley.
Cooley.
Cooley high and fucking.
And so, yeah, he's chilling, and that's when all of the people in the Band of the Red Hand, or what will be the Band of the Red Hand very shortly, go, so we have a couple of choices here. We can go back to doing what we were doing in Kyrene before. Right.
Or, do you know what I think would help that decision too?
Follow Matt around everywhere he goes. Because this guy is not only really good at battle, but after the battle, somehow, he got us hookers and blow. And
do you know what I think helped that decision to stick with him too, though? Coming back to the city and seeing all these other military units that were just
decimated,
absolutely crushed by the Shido, and they're like, the only reason we won that battle is because we had walls and like
and men who can
men
channel,
who can channel and like there's no reason. Oh, and then you know all the other idol came in behind them and smashed them away. Like they can see all the other carrion army units and see how worse for wear they are, and they went, oh no, not only did we survive, but we actually did good. Like, we're following this guy. This is our guy. So the question is, how much of Matt's abilities is his Tavirin nature, his Tavirin armor, and how much of that is the memories of previous generals that he received after going through the twisted door? The twisted
My
door
answer to that
door.
Would be they are one and the same. I think the same... I think him being Tavirin caused both.
I will agree with you, but I do think they're two separate things. I think they're two separate things that complement each other very, very well. And so they give... You know, it's an upward spiral of sheer military brilliance.
I think the vision comes whenever it's he's made a battle plan and the battle plan goes well. That is the memory. That is his the memories he's gifted that have all this military prowess and the memories of all these generals that have won and lost. Because he has a lot of memories of getting his freaking shit wrecked. But he also has a lot of memories of being the wrecker of your shit.
I was going to say. Fun fact, he loses to Ardor Hawkwing a number of times.
Yeah. But like the battle... Yeah.
Yeah.
But the battle where he does kill Culloden, all of that is yes. Tavir and nature pulling him in directions that
yes.
put him in victorious circumstances to where people follow him, and that forces him to then entertain the memories of all these military battles. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the time he's like, I'm just not going to think about it or right. push the thoughts away because I don't need them.
Right.
So his Tavir and nature provides the mechanism for him to have a reason to have these memories
right.
and to then use them.
And then, when he's not thinking about it, somebody walks up behind him and goes, what language are we speaking, Quartzsub?
What do you think?
Cool.
I think it puts him in the right place at the right time to save all these other
correct. People. I think that's Tavir in nature. And then the Tavir in nature that got him to go through the door and get the memories mm-hmm. is the same thing that's pulling him into battle after battle. And it's the memories that he already got through his Tavir nature who's having him survive.
That's valid.
So the statement is that Perrin's Tavirin
flavor of Tavirin.
His flavor of Tavirin is Wolf Brother. And his Wolf Brother abilities come from him being Tavirin.
Right. And then,
whereas Matt's Tavirin is the memories. And I would actually say
I
yes
don't,
and no.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like anybody else ever throughout the story gets Matt's flavor. We have examples of Rand being Tavirin.
Yes.
And him being the Dragon Reborn, which we've definitely seen before. Luz Theron is absolutely,
right.
you know, another example of an incredibly powerful Tavirin because he's the Dragon Reborn, or being the Dragon Reborn because he's Tavirin, whichever one right. you want to attribute to. We also have Elias and a number of other examples of Wolf Brother.
Right.
But we never see anybody else get Matt's gift. Now, granted, it's also more convoluted than anybody yeah. else's thing because it requires weirdness at the beginning of Old Blood. A whole dagger thing, and then meeting with some people behind a redstone doorway.
So
it's very convoluted. But at the same time, I would say that I think that Perrin being a Wolf Brother is not necessarily his Tavirinness. Because I would say Elias yeah. isn't a Tavirin, and he's also a Wolf Brother.
So what do we know about Tavirin? We know that they sort of weave the pattern around them, right?
Or it's woven around.
Or it's woven around them to accommodate. The pattern will select someone to be Tavirin because the pattern needs the Tavirin to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And as a result, their Tavirin nature brings that whatever they need to them. Now, in this case, Perrin's ability to speak with wolves and his ability as a Wolf Brother is not because he's a Tavirin, because you can be a Wolf Brother and not be a Tavirin. But the reason he's a Tavirin could very well be that he manifests as a Wolf Brother because that's what the pattern needed him to do.
In fact, to be fair, I feel like the pattern needed Perrin to get into Teleranriod. I think it just used the mechanism of Wolf Brother and the Wolf Dream to get him into Teleranriad when we know that there are multiple paths in.
Well,
and it just was the one that the pattern used.
Exactly.
Rather than the one that needed to happen.
And how many times did the wolves...
Because it also needed Egwene into Teleranriad. And so she goes in through the Wise Ones.
Yep.
Andrew, what do you think? I like when you think about things.
I mean, so it looks like these abilities are like random. Like you think of it as like random genetic mutation, like things like being a Wolf Brother, just like all of the other like you know capital T or lowercase T talents.
call back.
Right. So if you think about it like that, then because I don't think the guys like magically became Tavirin because Moraine came to this came to Mansfield or Murdoch came to Mansfield.
Right.
Correct. I think you're already like from birth or before birth. It's, the pattern has already named you as Tavir. Mm-hmm. So looking for what it needs.
Red in the pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. So to give Perrin the tools that the pattern needs him to have and to give him like the advantage that the pattern needs him to have to do what he does, like going in the Tell of Robbery Hog in the Wolf Dream. I think the pattern influenced his being Tavirin, or his being a wolf brother, but it would already he would already have to possess like whatever the necessary requirements are there. Because look, to be completely honest, they could have just had Elias be Tavirin.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And have him be pulled to ring. You could have had any number of other wolf brothers or wolf sisters that get pulled to ring. So if it was just only something about being a wolf brother that the pattern needed to help win against the shadow, then it could have been anyone.
Yes.
It could have been the far more seasoned, the far more skilled, and the far more experienced Elias. But there's something about Perrin that is different.
The whole package of Perrin.
Yes.
And who knows?
A big Perrin's part of whole been, package.
Yes. Perrin's whole package is what's necessary.
Right, correct. And neither one of them is exclusive to being Tavir.
Not to go religious with it. I'm by no way like preaching or anything like that. But the common thing in Christianity is that whatever you are as a person, that God will use whatever you are as a person to further the teachings of Christianity, or you know, to be a better person or to do something for the world. So kind of the same thing, it's in the same vein that whatever you are, the pattern will use to accomplish the goals that it sees needs to be accomplished. So, I mean, with that explanation, I think the pattern would have always been a wolf brother, but he may not have met the trigger that actually activates the ability, and he probably would have wound up like, no.
Yes. The other interesting thing about that is that we even have a couple of examples of other, at least, boys in the Two Rivers who are of the right age.
Yes.
That are not Tavir.
Yes.
That Moraine does some talking to the people in the village and does some investigation and goes, oh, so there are like 5 or 6 or something boys who are of the age range that I need them to be to have been born on the day that Katara fell dead. I need to
That's
look at all
new
of them.
Spring.
On this episode of the Black Star Podcast, Andrew puts a motherfucker through the wall.
Somebody's sleeping outside of it.
You can sleep outside with the other wolf brothers.
But yeah, so she determines through some investigation and different things that Matt and Perrin and Rand are not only just the right age, they're also weird swirls that are happening around them that determine, or sorry, not determine, but give evidence to the fact that they are Tavir.
And we know that Moraine...
And she latches on to those three because she goes, you meet all of the requirements, not just the age. Whereas she sort of ignores the other ones because she's like, I'm here to get Tavir.
Yes.
I'm here to get one very specific Tavir, and I'm not finding fucking three. But
so we're going to say now, this is a two-topic episode.
Yeah.
We may not finish either one. But it made me think of something. Rand is the only one that we see any sort of kind of confirmation that he is released from his like duties as a Tavirin. I would propose that even after the last battle, that Matt and Perrin, though they may not be as strong as they were, are still Tavirin. More minor Tavirin because the need it may be less dire. Because the pattern isn't just going to think, what do I need to happen for this section of the Third Age? It's going to think, what do I need to happen for the rest of the Third Age? What do I need set up for the Fourth Age and all these years to come? So, well, I don't see a need for the dragon to still be Tavirin after he has resealed the war, whether perfectly or imperfectly.
Right. The only confirmation of any change that we get for sure is that when Matt tries to think about Rand and Perrin, he doesn't get the swirl of colors.
Oh, is that a total kind of thing? He doesn't get the whole thing.
He doesn't, and he doesn't feel the pull that Rand needs him.
But again, I think that Andrew's statement is still very valid regardless of...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's the...
It never says...
We don't need to be together anymore. But it definitely... Like, I definitely think that Matt and Perrin continue to be Ardor Hawkwings of the rest of the Third Age and into the Fourth Age.
So... I wasn't trying to say that he was wrong.
I thought you were actually agreeing with him.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. There's absolutely no way. There's no bit of information that says they're not still Tavirin.
Correct.
Like he's got a very good point there. The only change that we get any confirmation of is that they're no longer necessarily connected.
Yes.
The pattern no longer needs all three of them to work together to accomplish the goal.
For now. The worst day of your life so far.
But I feel like continuing them along the same string would be like, I don't know, almost like ending Naruto and then having the great idea to start Boruto. They just now had something with
Naruto with lightsabers. Come on.
Like, they have now put the Naruto universe in a position where, of Team 7, the strongest remaining member is fucking Sakura. She is the strongest remaining of Team 7, who is regarded as the strongest team in Konoha.
Those words that they just said, I don't know what they were. And I caught, like, half of them. I know that it was about Naruto, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
For all of those who are listening to the episode in the future, we just had one of our lovely listeners bring another person into the fold of the Wheel of Time. Their wife is now on book 5. Finished book 5?
On book 5.
Cool. Yeah. Which means far enough that they're not likely to put it down, because...
Once you've
just
invested,
finishing
like,
one
yeah.
book is not actually that invested. Even two books, like, often... I've had a number of people be like, oh yeah, I read book one. And then you're like, hey, did you ever finish book two? And they're like, no, I haven't picked it up again.
No, I should do that someday.
But by book 5, like, that clearly means that you like the story or the person who introduced it to you enough.
I've known some people that have gone all the way through the series except for New Spring.
I love this joke so much.
You know what, Andrew?
This joke's
I say this sincerely. Never read it. Never. Never finish New Spring.
And know in your heart that you did it by choice, so these jokes don't hurt.
It's like, welcome to season 60 of the Black Tower Podcast. I made it to page 7 of the New
Spring. Oh my god, that's perfect. You should read one page for every year that the Black Tower is on. So you should get through page 3 of New Spring after this year.
We'll make a deal. As soon as Andrew finishes New Spring, we will stop recording.
Don't make that deal. That sounds like a shit deal.
One page every year? We'll be doing this for the next 300 years.
Yeah, I want to have at least 5.
What you're saying is we've found the secret to I Said I longevity.
Oh, none of them read New Spring. As soon as you read New Spring, your life stops.
You're cut in half. Where were we? We got pulled off into like four different tangents.
This is great. I love this episode.
Welcome to the Black Tower Podcast.
Where tangents are our rule. And staying on topic is are accepted.
We can do it like a Whose Line Is It Anyway intro. Welcome to the Black Tower Podcast, where the subjects don't matter and the tangents are free.
That was terrible.
You're terrible.
It's definitely if you were going to do something like that. Welcome to the Black Tower Podcast, where the boys are drunk and the topics don't matter.
Okay, fair. That was much better. I acknowledge publicly your superiority.
It's actually an embarrassment.
It's such a good show.
It is.
So the Band of the Red Hand, Ancient.
And I'm Cilantro.
And I'm Cilantro. The Band of the Red Hand is now modern, but they're not called the Band of the Red Hand yet. They're called...
just Matt's Bitches.
Matt's Bitches. And Matt is like, okay, I saved you from the Shido. I'm going to go to a tavern somewhere. And almost instantly, he's got a couple of these lords and this band of guys
following him. Puppies.
And they're like, no, we're following Lord Matt. And he's like, okay, no. No.
Well, and I absolutely love, again, this is the moment where Matt's like, I'm not even leading you into battle anymore. Leave me alone. And both Nalasian and Talmanis look at him and go, what are you talking about? You're not leading us into battle. Exciting things happen around you.
Right?
We just want to be around exciting things. And he's like, God damn it.
Are you saying that they stick with Matt for the same reason I still pay for Netflix? That every once in a while, with relative frequency, yeah, that's what I'm going to say, there's something exciting to watch or be a part of.
Yeah.
I mean, Repo, Genetic Opera.
So being in the Band of the Red Hand is now like a Netflix subscription.
Yep. So,
I would say that being with Matt is like getting all of the subscriptions wrapped into one. Because Matt is just that exciting. Everywhere he goes, it doesn't fucking matter.
He's an entertainer.
Hookers, blow, battles, strip clubs, somebody gets attacked in an inn, he picks up little children. Like, it's just every day, it's different things.
It's a new adventure with Lord Matt.
Right? Never a boring moment.
I don't even think they adopt the name Band of the Red Hand until Matt leaves them and says, okay, guys, you do your thing. I gotta go take care of these crazy Aes Sedai.
No, they're absolutely the Band of the Red Hand. Yeah.
And then he comes back, and I think that...
No, they're 100% the Band of the Red Hand before he goes. Yeah.
100%.
100%.
Oh, wait. No. I apologize. You're totally right. I was thinking
they take
the wrong
advantage
one.
Of him being gone to make all the banners and shit.
When he goes to Chanchico. Is what you're talking about. Not when he leaves to babysit Egwene.
No, yes.
I was thinking of when he goes to babysit Egwene.
And so,
I was like, they're absolutely
right. Where he looks at Meslam and Talmanis.
Nalasian.
What the fuck?
Heslam. That's just Nessel. That's just Heslam with an extra letter.
That's just Heslam with more snaps.
I like that.
Yeah, no, he leaves them in charge.
She's like, fine, you want to help me do stuff? You want to do things for me? Fine. Every one of these little red hand things can burn them.
Right?
And they're like, cool. And then he leaves, and they're like,
when he said
burn them,
what he actually meant was make more and everybody get tattoos.
Yes.
One of them burned because they're not done well enough. So when he's gone, we're going to take it, we're going to do it better, and then
where's
the
Betsy
time
Ross?
He's here.
Where the fuck is Betsy Ross? Like,
Betsy!
So we're just going to make more banners, and then I'm just going to get a tattoo of Matt's face on my thigh, and the Band of the Red Hand on my face.
Whom do you serve? Lord Matt!
This would be a perfect day to be wearing my Let's Get the Band Back Together shirt.
I mean, you can go
Why
put it on.
Why did I not go change? Well, it's too late now.
Just wear it for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love when he comes back and they're
30 minutes. Fuck you.
They're organized
like 15 minutes.
They're organized into rows, and they've got tents, and they've got bannermen, and they've got pikemen, and they've got. They don't have any cavalry, but they got archers, He eventually upgrades those to crossbows. And
I'm pretty sure they actually have cavalry. They don't talk about them specifically, but I feel like in Matt's army, they absolutely have scouts and things like that. I don't know if that...
Well, they definitely
they have like a dedicated cavalry necessarily, but they definitely have plenty of horsemen. He's got enough fucking horses.
Sure, oh, absolutely.
And well, and so, yeah. They're now like a solid army. And they're small. And they're not like a nation army. But they are definitely like the biggest non-nation army in the
realm. I think Elaine identifies them like later on in the series. I think she says, you know, by international law, you're a band of mercenaries.
Yeah. Well, I think that's after they pick up a bunch of people from traveling alongside the Sidar, or the Saladar Aes
Sedai. Yeah, so the Saladar Aes Sedai are headed to the White Tower. Talmanes decides to shadow them.
Yep. Well, he doesn't decide to. He's ordered to.
Well, doesn't Gareth kind of look at them and like, yeah, he's just walking behind us and picking up more people than we are actively looking for. And they're just there.
Yeah, because Nalasian and Talmanes have better stories. They walk into taverns and they're just like, yeah, so this is one time Lord Matt was like doing this thing.
I can just see recruiting parties from like Gareth Rumi, like, come serve the true Emberlin, the noble Aes Sedai. And Talmanes just walks in and is like, so this one
we're
time.
We're here, bitch! So there I was, Lord Matt with barbecue sauce on his titties.
So there I was, facing down the shadow with barbecue sauce on my titties. And yeah. Matt just comes in and goes, take the barbecue sauce off. The shadow don't like barbecue.
What's the other guy's name?
Nalasian.
Yeah, Nalasian.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there like, and then he said, my leg is not a side of beef. And I said, yes, my lord, of course, my lord. Your leg is, my lord's leg is not a side of beef.
And then
you Matt son said, of a bitch, I'm in.
And then Matt said the greatest phrase he's ever said before. Well, just a little bit, please.
Just enough to be presentable.
So Lord Matt told me a really funny joke the other day. I called him Lord Matt and he was like, I'm no bloody lord. And I was like, sure.
Classic Lord Matt.
Classic Lord Matt.
And he's like, right.
But yeah, so Band of the Red Hand, when we last see them, if you will, well, they have this little stint as like a mercenary band for a king. After they leave Saladar. And then once they're done with that, we do sort of see them in the last battle. They are mentioned, but they don't, you know, they don't do anything cool. Josh's face. Now you want to tell them what they actually do, Andrew or Josh?
Go, Andrew. I'm not done giving my closey one for today.
I'm more interested in this. I want to wait. I want to hear that dedication to the stare.
It was solid. I appreciate it.
I'm proud of my.
It face. Was almost as dedicated as my dedication to the bit, which is why I left you.
That's how this works.
Indeed.
No, so in the last battle, they make a pretty badass showing. You know, obviously they show up, they kill some shit, but where it happens is they've added a few upgrades to their armory.
Including the one that you've already mentioned.
Including, the crossbows, yes. Aludra helps them design a better crank so that they can fire crossbows faster, which, beautiful. And then they pick up a small.
Are you saying that made the band of the Red Hand cranky?
Archers, cranky.
I'm so mad at me.
That was perfect. And then they pick up another insignificant little weapon known as, you know, the dragons.
Wait, are they the one?
So, if the Luther takes the pieces remaining of a dragon and recasts it using a Bellfounder, is that specific dragon now the Dragon Reborn?
I was like, where is he going with this?
I thought he was going to do the Odysseus' ship. Or Perseus' ship?
I know what you're talking about. It's like, how much of a ship can you replace?
Yeah.
Before
it's a different ship. It's the vision conundrum that he gives himself.
I think it's a mid-season ship. But it might be crazy.
A lot of yeses.
A lot of yeses. Theseus. Perseus. Theseus.
There's
a lot of yeses.
There are as many yeses as there are Sedai with the S, with a name that starts with an S or A.
Indeed.
Some S name, I said.
S name.
And then, of course, Talmon is, as we've discussed before during the Talmon's episode, Talmon is actually leads the band the majority of the time.
Well, I mean, Matt is off to do bigger and more important things. Yes. And I'm not saying that in, like, a patronizing
way. No.
He's literally just the general of all of the forces of the light. And so Talmanis steps up to the plate.
Yeah.
And he just is like, okay, well, the band no longer has their leader.
If I do a good enough job, Dad will come back.
Dad said he was just going to take some Aes Sedai back to Tarmaland. And he'll be back any day now.
You are now his ex, and his new wife has bought him a fancier car garage.
No.
The accuracy.
And the unlimited potential for work.
Now that we've spent the entire episode... Uh-oh.
Sure. Because even though we were going to talk about what the Man of the Red Hand does in the Fourth Age, it's just...
We did get tangented.
Lost. Or last thoughts.
Yeah.
That, like...
But, it's more just the Band of the Red Hand, plus a little to veer and talk.
Very incapable. I did not...
It might actually be on the window and not actually in the screen. I don't know.
It's absolutely in the screen. We love you.
So the Band of the Red Hand... The original subject of this episode was supposed to... Now that you know who the Band of the Red Hand is, what do they do after Tarmon Kaido?
Each other.
Twice.
Three times.
I mean, Talmon is an Alicent of both on it. And both of them have done that. He's definitely
what?
That kind of guy.
Okay, so, Avalorna, what do you think? The Band of the Red Hand does.
Aes Sedai perspective.
Yeah, I think they absolutely are an Andor. Conscripted. We're not really conscripted, but under a wing.
Okay.
I agree with the Andor part.
And
well, they would have to be able to breathe underwater.
Huh?
They would have to be able to breathe underwater if they were under a wing.
Hey-o!
Only like 90% of the time.
I think they go back to
Does that make
the old Manetherin
and
work as a mercenary group in the Fourth Age.
Oh.
I think they embrace the mercenary nature. Because they're probably not a big fan of following, you know, Dad across the ocean to live with stepmom.
Oof.
Plus, especially if you're currently led by original mom.
So,
if I'm being honest, and this is going to be a little bit retconning that story, or just like, I don't know. I don't think that Matt goes to Seanchan.
No,
or at least I think he might go to Seanchan for a time. But it's a Rumspringa. It's not an actual goes to live there at all. Like, he just goes and checks out Seanchan for a little while and goes, eh,
all like
not enough hookers and blow for me.
All I
and
can
then
see
he
now,
comes back to Randland.
All I can see in my head now is Matt in the lands of Seanchan, drinking at bars, stumbling out.
Rumspringer!
Well, and remember too that the Seanchan...
Two on.
Angel.
I don't know why that made me think of that.
I don't know either.
And we're back!
And I gotta check the chat stuff again.
You move the arrow.
It's not about the arrow, it's about the fucking bottom control buttons that are there.
You fucking blind bastard.
I was making fun of Daniel specifically.
Those that are in Zoom, if you want to unmute and talk, that's perfectly fine.
Cool story podcast says,
but we've been allowed to happen, but we're almost done.
Why are Matt and Logan I fucking?
Because Matt I fucks everyone, and actually fucks most people. Dude, I'd fuck Logan.
That's either Taint or he got a
well, they're two separate scenes. I'm sorry. They're misdirecting us.
That's what I think.
Your mom's misdirecting us.
You know what? Fuck you, Daniel. You and your fucking opinions. I don't know this shit.
Except,
you know, when we start our own podcast. When are we going to do that?
Also, I also want to throw out there, you may not need me, but we definitely still need you more shiny.
Accurate.
I need corrections. And the answer is...
Oh, shit, what happened? What happened since I wasn't
No, sorry. We don't need them necessarily right this second. We do need them in general. Also, how's Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Hey!
Perfect, actually.
Okay, cool.
It's not funny.
Don't do anything else.
Okay,
all right. We're on last thoughts of what the red band of the hand of the Mac is doing.
Gosh, the red band of the hand of the land.
Definitely your last thought. I promise you that.
Okay, and we're back. Okay, so.
Yeah, I don't think Matt goes to Shaochan very long, and then he comes back, and he just pals around with Nalcy and Talmanis.
I think
he is the liaison to Randland for the Shaochan. If he's like, I'm happy with this job.
Bassa Moore.
Yeah, right.
I agree with you that he does not go back to Shaochan, because this is the return.
Yeah,
for the Shaochan, they aren't going back to Shaochan.
In the sequel series,
from this side of the ocean, from henceforth, that was their
sequel series. The Axle of Time, Return of the Shaochan.
They've got another prophecy that in 1,000 years they will go back to Shaochan.
There we go. If
they remember the oaths.
There we go.
I think Matt does get to see the band, but only because he's sneaking out of the palace. And that's the only reason he doesn't get killed.
Until some bullshit omen tells Tuan what he's doing.
Wait, does Matt also have a tiger?
Of course.
Okay, does he sneak out to see three rats?
With a flying carpet. But I think the band of the Red Hand...
Matt's story after the end of A Memory of Light just becomes Aladdin?
Yes.
I actually don't.
And Matt is actually both Jasmine and Aladdin in the story.
I mean, it makes sense. Aladdin is incredibly lucky.
Right.
Holy shit.
You're only in trouble if you don't call Aladdin. I'm in trouble.
It is even the tradition of the renaming people in Shaochan. Holy crap.
Right.
Headcanon.
Am a victim of a hate crime.
What?
No, so. The only time
that song you would sing
is
only half of it. I'm blind.
That is the only question. How does he get the eye back? Aladdin has a fake eye.
Oh, shit.
And it fully ties in with Gilbert Gottfried.
No, this is horrible. This is how you know the madness has gathered and intensified and gained in potency to unhealthy levels.
Does that mean that Gilbert Gottfried is the Dark One?
No.
And then after being put into the boar again, just trickle of him stays out, and it goes into a parrot.
Wait.
Jafar is Shadaron.
So, but then he wouldn't get a monkey.
What?
He wouldn't get a Lothar, he would get a monkey.
Yes, he would. Oliver...
as a move by the evil people to be used against Matt, gets transmogrified into a boom. I'm sorry.
Okay, but who's the Sultan?
No, that's just Abel. Yeah.
Abel Gotham?
Abel Gotham.
Yeah.
Contributes about as much to the plot.
Yeah, it contributes exactly as much to the plot.
It also explains Aladdin and the 40 Thieves.
Right?
Because
it's
the remaining mercenary
the
guild.
The band.
I hate everything right now.
I feel like.
No, you don't. You fucking love this.
I feel like the meme of the guy from, what's the bar show with Danny DeVito? Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Where he's at the, like, board with all the red strings and we're just like.
Yes!
Wait, so then who would be the genie?
The elfin.
Moraine.
Rand. She just fell through another redstone door.
She just fell through.
She just is in the elfin at this point. She's like, you get three wishes. Yeah. The genie is another Angreal. I mean, the lamp is another Angreal that can, like, summon a trapped soul from
a trapped elfin.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, as you
with that.
Know. And on that terrible disappointment. So we've had an episode about the history of the Band of the Red Hand. The nature of Tavirin.
Oh yeah, that happened.
And Aladdin.
I mean, to be fair,
the theories about the actual Aladdin movie make about as much sense as the one that we just made.
No, it's not because Robin Williams is funny and they just wanted to make the references.
Yeah.
The genie is actually in the future and remembers the stuff.
Right.
Yeah, shut up. And for those that only ever watch the series and come back like, yeah, there's nothing in the TV show that would possibly support Matt becoming Aladdin. Aladdin is owned by Disney.
Also correct.
Amazon is doing this. That would be a really big thing about it. Legal battle.
Yeah,
epic legal battles of history.
No, it's just, it's only a matter of time till Disney acquires Amazon. And then our Disney overlords will be complete. And then that could be a Disney
person. Disney! Would you be nameless?
Look at this. I'm so upset I'm molting.
I'm so ticked off that I'm molting. Thank you for tuning in to the Black Tower.
I'm peeling off IP.
Thank you for tuning into the Black Tower podcast. Thank you so much. If you're listening live, you're awesome. If you're listening to this recorded later, you're also awesome. This is the third annual Gathering Madness where we have joined forces to create Captain Dragon. We are Captain Dragon. Tonight has been another absolutely amazing example of what can happen when you get three lunatics into the room.
And give them alcohol and hot sauce.
Thank you. Special thank you to Adalorna Sedai for joining us from the North Harbor.
Go check them out.
Yeah,
definitely.
Seriously. North Harbor Podcast.
Do you have the audio only section?
No, they got a YouTube.
Or is it only YouTube?
We have YouTube and Anchor.
So go check them out.
Anchor,
North Harbor Podcast.
YouTube.
And Adalorna and Rebecca. Oh, wait, no. They spell it with a K.
Subscribe to them as well.
If you can find them. If you're of the female persuasion, it'll be pretty easy.
If you can't find them, they'll draw you a map.
We have. It's there.
And if you still can't find them, they don't want you there.
That's not entirely untrue.
It's not like one of those like maps. It's like the high school diagrams for the test, where it's printed in shitty black and white, and you can't tell what's what. And so the teacher
and they wonder why kids. So from all of us here at the Black Tower to all of you out there, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. I have been your sword one, Mihail Josh.
I have been your. Bye, Jean-Claude. Andrew.
And real quick, go also check out thegreatblade.com and also go check out New Creations by Jen. and or Andrew put in plugs a little bit before this.
Oh no, I am definitely editing it to where in the middle of us saying goodbye, only yours plugs after the plugs.
Yes. Perfect. And I have been your Disney, your Almancon Mahale, Daniel. And from all of us here at the Black Tower, again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you're having a lovely morning.
And
in case we don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
And I hope you enjoyed the censor beat whenever Daniel said Disney.
And whenever he said the most unclean word.
I'm not, you're supposed to say Disney again so that I can have fun.
I actually really like Disney. So.
Well, you all said the D word.
Dude, we say the D word all the time.
I hope you know that every time in the recording that Disney has said, I'm now going to go back and bleep it.
What's
except
wrong
for the first time?
What's wrong with saying Disney?
Dude, Disney sues you for anything. You breathe Disney's air without consent? Lawsuit. We're taking your third, fourth,
so
and fifth
excited.
Born children.
This better be like a B roll.
Yes.
Well, I just want to craft a bunch of sentences that are like the unnecessary censorship. And when I'm alone, I Disney myself.
You totally missed out on saying, and I am your haha, Mahale.
It's true. It's true. I did.
Dude, you totally just said Disney. Oh, fucking do
it again. Do it again.
Oh, gee, Andrew, that's a lot of bleeps in one episode.
Oh, of course.
All right, I'm going to shut this thing down.
Wow.
In the tower, you can bring your pain. In the tower, you can feel the strain. You've been having so much trouble just fitting in.